Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
So knocked out of bounds by Heritage Christian, so it'll remain with the Hawks. Vanoss to inbound. He'll get it into Eagle. Eagle put it up. In and out, no good. But Perry's there. Perry has it knocked away. But he got it back. Now Perry, left-handed hook, is good by Perry. Now full court pressure by the Hawks, and they create it. Eagle puts it up, no good. Kind of a wild shot. But he went up with it. They trail by 13, 47-34, 7:40 to go in our second half. Here's Drager with the basketball now. For the Patriots, he gives it up to Karcher. Karcher then gives it up to Lasko. Shot up, in and out, no good by the Patriots. And here comes Perry the other way. And he'll wait for traffic to get out of there. And then he has it, throws it right into Lasko's hands. Now Karcher will put it up, overlaid the layup, no good. Putback is good by Sorroyer. Sorroyer with the putback to make it 49-34 at the 7-minute mark. Wassel with the basketball now. WRJN Racine. Checking back in is Chase Porter for Heritage Christian. As Eagle will inbound to Perry. Under seven to play now. Perry with the basketball gives it up to Vanoss. Vanoss now to Wassel. And Perry now. To Eagle. Eagle coming in to Perry. Perry puts it up and scores, but they're going to say no basket. Fouled on the floor. So 49-34, 6:32 to go in our second half. Vanoss inbounds to Wassel. His shot up is no good. Perry with the rebound. Can't get it to go. Next one goes over to the Patriots into the hands of who other than Drager. Drager now tried to throw it to the man behind him, but missed him out of bounds. So checking back in will be Gunnier for the Patriots. Allenstorf for the Hawks. 6:18 to go. Pascal's in the Eagle. He passes across court on the wing to Vanoss. Vanoss goes down low to Allenstorf. Back out to Eek on the right wing. Now he gives it up to Perry. Perry on the drive. Kicks it back out to Carter. Carter's reverse layup is no good. Next one is good by Allenstorf. Here comes Sorroyer now with the basketball. They throw it down low. Now back out to Porter. And Porter gives it up to Gunnier. Gunnier now throws it to Versamick. And now they put it back into the hands of Gunnier. Gunnier on the wing. Thought he was going to take the three-pointer, but Porter... Chase Porter will take it to hit it to make it 52-36. Porter with another tray. 5 minutes to go. Eagle now gives it up to Allenstorf. Then he gives it up to Vanoss. Alvidas with the three-pointer. That's no good. Hit the ring. No good. Eag with the rebound. Gives it back up. And give Allensdorf credit. Hanging in there. Jump ball, they say. It'll remain with the Hawks at the 4:38 mark. Get ready to announce our DG Sports player of the game for our first game. Eag with the basketball now. Has it almost stripped away. Gives it up to Allensdorf. He gives it to Vanoss on the wing. Now Allensdorf on the drive. Tried to throw it into traffic, which is no good. And now finally, Versamick took it away, and then he fouls. He fouls Wassel at the 4:17 mark. And checking back in will be Greb. Nolan Greb for Reese Carter for the Prairie School. So they get it in. Eag, good ball movement that time by the Hawks. Try to get into Wassel, a shovel pass shot, and he can't get it to go. They're trying anything they can to get points here. The Hawks. 4:01 to go. Looks like the Heritage Christian Patriots are going to come out with a win tonight. And our player of the game is going to be Chase Porter of Heritage Christian. There's a reverse shot that's no good. Speaking of Chase Porter. And now it goes out of bounds. And we're able to stop it for Heritage Christian. There's a shot that's good by Sawyer to make it 54-36, an 18-point lead at the 3:30 mark. Eag with the basketball now. Passes it in. Reverse layup, no good by Wassel. And here comes Sawyer the other way. Sawyer pull up, no good. Rebound to Allensdorf. Now they go down low. They find Wassel from Eag. Good. So timeout called. It's only a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Tell you that our DG Sports player of the game tonight is going to be Chase Porter. Unofficially, what's he have for the night?
He has 14 points here on the night, Dick. Leading the way for the Patriots tonight is Marcus Sawyer with 19. And behind him is Aiden Ganier with 9 points.
Okay.
Leading the way for the Hawks, it's Allensdorf with 12 and Chandler Perry with 10 points.
And I think we'll have a second one then. Marcus Sawyer. So Sawyer and Porter will be our two players of the game. 54-38. Heritage Christian with the lead. As they tell Mr. Wassel for the Hawks to tuck in his shirt, they get it in, and they get it down to Porter. Porter taking it all the way down. Now here's a three-pointer that's airballed. No good by Ganier. And here comes the Hawks the other way. When he trips, he'll be okay, though. That's good. So the Hawks to inbound with 2:56 to go. And again, our players of the game tonight will be Chase Porter and Marcus Sawyer. Eag with the basketball now. Gives it up to Vanoss. His three-pointer hits the ring, and that's it. But Eag on the rebound, puts it back and scores to make it 54-40. Now here's Porter with it over to Gagnier. Then they pass over to Versamick. All right. Shot goes up, no good by Sawyer. And since I said their names, they've both kind of chuckling, Dylan. They both have missed easy bunny shots. Now on the drive, it's Greb. He kicks it back out to Eek. We're under two to play. Eek puts it up and scores again. Boy, you got to give Carson credit. Timeout called by the Prairie School. And again, just a reminder, we'll have a doubleheader coming up for you on Saturday from the Nest at Case High School, where you'll get two games. Our first game will be Verona versus Milwaukee Academy of Science, followed by Racine St. Catharines versus Racine Park. Two of the teams being touted as two of the best in the county this year and or the state. And again, stick around now. After this ball game concludes, we'll interview our two players of the game, hopefully. Dylan will have the final scoring updates from the players. So here it is, Christian. They inbounded it. Drager to Porter. Now they go across court to Simiak. Back out to Drager. And let's see what we have here. I don't think they ever call 3 seconds anymore. Oh, timeout called. Timeout called by the Patriots. So again, a doubleheader coming up on Saturday. Dylan, you should be looking forward to two quality games there. No, I mean, four good teams. No cupcakes. All four of the teams are good. Any of them in the two games, either of the teams can win in the two games we're covering.
Yeah, it's a showcase of some of the best talent across all of Wisconsin, let alone our area. So being able to cover games there, it's a good thing for us, and hopefully our listeners will enjoy that.
While Verona being highly regarded as one of the best teams in the state, that's a Division I school, and they're getting a lot of love. So I'm looking forward to seeing them play, and they're going to be playing a Milwaukee Academy of Science team that has two Division I players playing for them this year.
Yeah, Milwaukee Academy of Science, a very strong team. They had a great football season, and they're looking to continue that success to basketball.
All right, we're back to live action here. Porter to inbound. Porter tries to feed it down low, and we have another foul, and you typically get this at the end of the game. 54-42, though, with 1:16 to go. It was almost a 20-point lead at one point. Porter trying to get it in, gets it in finally. To Kinnear. To Lasko. And now Greb intercepted it, but the Patriots get it back. And then they're fouled. And they're going to say that one. Travel, they're going to say. Okay. I'm sorry, Dylan, have to say it again. Not real good mechanics there by the officials. As Eek takes it across the timeline, under a minute to go now. Eek tried to pass it in. Drager intercepts it, and then he's tripped. And checking back in will be Bloom. Bloom checks back in for Lasko for Heritage Christian with 48 seconds to go. There's a shot up by Greg from the pass from Wassel, and he couldn't get it to go down. Now Allenstorff intercepts it and gives it to Greb. Greb on the drive. Back to Allenstorff for a three. That's airballed, no good. Put back by Venosto is good to make it a 10-point lead. And the Prairie School calls another timeout. And again, what did you think of what you saw tonight?
I think it was a little sloppy, especially here at the end of the game. Teams getting their first night jitters out of the way. A couple different schools in the area were here tonight, checking out both teams, seeing what, you know, where the teams are at. Obviously, it's the first night of the season. Some schools are playing, some aren't. But yeah, I mean, it was a good game. Prairie keeping it a little closer than I think a lot of people anticipated, ourselves including. But yeah, it's only a 10-point game, and I think Coach Atanasoff, although it's a loss coming likely, you still got to be pretty happy with the way your team performed here tonight.
Yep. And we'll be back here on December 3rd when the Horlick Rebels will visit the Prairie School. So with 26 seconds left, Ganier will inbound it for Heritage Christian and give it to Porter. Porter will take it across. They'll just try to finish this out. Another foul coming up on the Hawks. Another foul on Prairie. And again, I really miss that, not being up on the scoreboard. If Dillon was running the clock, we would have that. Can't believe there's only been 10 fouls in this second half, five on each team. Drager got the inbound. Gets it to Bloom. And then Bloom gets tackled. And Heritage Christian calls a timeout with 12 seconds to go.
Between the two teams, Dick, they have three timeouts left, so we could be in for a long 12 seconds, very long 12 seconds. But so far tonight, it's been a good one. Good way for us to kind of break off the rust, as you would say,
yes,
for basketball season. We had a very lengthy football season, luckily. We're seeing St. Catharines capping it off, putting another halo ring atop that St. Catharines, the angel head, that second ring there.
Well, that was enjoyable last Thursday night. It's just unfortunate it was the last game of the night because our listeners probably don't realize they really wanted to rush us out of there after the game was over. So Heritage Christian inbounds it to Drager, and he'll try to just run it out here, the 7 seconds. That should do it. And that's the ball game. Our final score, it's Heritage Christian 54, the Prairie School 44. And we'll try to get our players of the game here now. Chase Porter and Marcus Soroyer. I'll go on the floor to get both of them.
Thanks, Dick. For our listeners on WRJN, we'll step away 30 seconds quick while Dick gets our players of the game. You're listening to Dick Graceffa, streaming basketball on DG Sports.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's that's where you go.
You're listening to Dick Graceppa. I'm Dylan Dooley. We're streaming live coverage of high school basketball right here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to access the stream or to chat with us during these games. Dick is since returned courtside here with our two players of the game. We'll be getting our post-game interview with him momentarily.
All right, joined by our players of the game, Chase Porter and Marcus Sorroyer. Did I say it right? Well, congratulations on a win tonight.
Thank you.
Talk about your team a little bit. What were your thinking before tonight's game, how this year's going to go?
We guys got to play hard. You know, we got a new group of guys, a lot of younger guys, but we just got to keep working hard and came out here and just try to win.
Well, you only had one starter coming back in Drager. Yeah. What did you think about that?
I think he did great. We just wanted to come out here and kill. He did exactly what we needed him to do. That's the big thing is why we voted him captain. So I'm glad he came and showed up for us today.
Well, you got the first one tonight. You won 19 last year. You on your way to 19 more this year?
Yes, sir.
You think you are?
Yes, yes.
So talk a little bit about what are the goals for the year?
Well, last year we came up short to win the conference championship. So this year we want to get it. We don't want it to be no what if. We want it to be, this team is going to win. And I believe that we can.
Well, looking at this offense, watching it tonight, calling it on the radio, you like to push the ball up the floor. And you like to shoot up those trays.
Yep. That's the idea. We got a lot of smaller guys. Nobody over 6'5" yet. So we just gotta do what we gotta do best.
So what about defense though? Is defense important to this team?
Defense is definitely important. That's our main goal this year. Since we're undersized, we gotta be really strong in our defense. And with that's how you create offense. The more we kill on defense, the more we can close out the games and get wins like this.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Enjoy this win tonight. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Okay, that's Chase Porter and Marcus Sorroyer, our players of the game. Back to Dylan at the table to get our unofficial scoring from both teams.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's unofficial scoring will go with the losing team here tonight, the home school, the Prairie School Hawks. Leading the way for them, Dalton Allensdorf with 12, Ryan Vanoss with 11, and Chandler Perry with 10 points. Carson Eag, leading scorer for them, or returning for them, I should say, a captain of the team with 6, Nolan Greb with 5. And for the team that came out on top tonight, the Heritage Christian Patriots, their leading scorer, Marcus Sorroyer, with 19. Chase Porter with 14. Aiden Gunier with 9. Caden Versimiak with 5. Edward Reby with 3. And tied with 2 points, it was Karcher and Drager. Dick has since rejoined me back here at the table. Tonight, we had a good first non-conference matchup of the year, Dick.
Yes, we did. And again, Heritage Christian comes out with the win, 54-44. They start their season out 1-0, Prairie Falls 2-0-1, but they'll have an opportunity to get that first win as they are part of that showcase on Saturday, as they will be playing one of the Kenosha schools. So I'm sure we may catch some of that on Saturday. Well, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the Johnson Athletic Center. My thanks to Jason Atanasoff for accommodating us and to all of our sponsors and patrons, especially our newest sponsor for basketball, Habish Habish and Rotier, and for our newest patron, Jason Atanasoff. Our next broadcast will be November 30th from the Nest at Case High School for that Thanksgiving showcase. It'll be a doubleheader. Our first game will feature the Verona Wildcats versus the Milwaukee Academy of Science, with pregame tentatively at 4:30, with tip-off at 5 p.m. And then our nightcap will be the St. Catharines Angels taking on the Park Panthers, with tip-off hopefully to be at 6:30. I think it'll be way past 6:30, more like 7 o'clock. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us Saturday at dgsports.mixler.com, covering all Racine city and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was Heritage Christian 54, the Prairie School 44. Heritage Christian starts off 1-0, Prairie falls to 0-1. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
so darn proud of you.
one floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
You'll meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe. Oh, oh.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, let it do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, come on and do the love.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Got all night. your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah is now in effect. President Biden says it's designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities. CBS's Deborah Pata with more from East Jerusalem.